I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all along. I've never found a love like this before. And I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. Thanking you for another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for our mind to pray. For you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint, no matter the situations, no matter the circumstances, no matter the trials that occur in our lives, There is nothing that should cause a separation between us and thee. And prayer is our connection to you. Prayer is our lifeline. Prayer is our source of strength and substance. Prayer is what we should do. Pray without cease and pray until something happens. Pray at all times. God, in the name of Jesus, please, God, help us to continue to pray. For we should always pray, God, because prayer availeth much. The effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It accomplishes everything that it sets forth for it to accomplish. It breaks stronghold. It tears down loose shackles, Lord. Prayer does that because it keeps us in connection with you. It keeps us in contact with you. It keeps us in your presence. For when we pray, God, we have direct access, direct connection to you. We don't have to have an intercessor. We don't have to come before a priest. We don't have to come before somebody and make our petitions made known unto them, and then they take those petitions to you. But Lord, when Jesus died on the cross, thank you, Jesus, and he ripped that veil in twain, Lord, we now have direct access to you. We can come boldly before your throne of grace and make our petitions made known, Lord. We can come boldly before your throne of grace and throw ourselves on your altar, God, that you can cut out everything that's unlike you, that you can cast out everything that's unlike you, God, that you can burn out everything that's unlike you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we have direct access to you. Thank you, God, that I no longer, God, have to go to anybody else. Thank you, Lord, that we no longer have to slay the lamb anymore. But, Lord, we can come before your presence with singing, come before your presence with praise, to magnify you and to glorify you, to get what we need, to make our petitions made known, oh, God, to bring our friends, to bring our loved ones before your throne, Lord. We have direct access to you, Lord, and we are thankful. And so prayer is our way to get to you. Prayer is our way to stay connected to you. Prayer is the way for us to get the nutrients of life that we need, the substance that we need in this life, the source that we need for this life, Lord. And you're everything that we need and more. We don't need anything that's counterfeit. Lord, we don't need anything that's temporal, but Lord, we seek you first, oh God, because you have everything that we need and more. Nothing else will satisfy our hunger. Nothing else will quench our thirst. Oh God, nothing else will help us, Lord, today, but you are everything that we need and more. And so as we press our way, oh God, into these 31 days of prayer, we thank you, God, for allowing us to reach day 17. Lord, as we begun this prayer, Lord, we thank you for this time of consecration and prayer. Lord, our third year doing these 31 days of prayer, God, and I know that you are changing your people. I know that you are growing your people. I know that you are strengthening and building your people up, Lord, because prayer is important, God. Prayer is what we need, Lord. Relationships with you is what we need, and we only can grow our relationship with you is if we talk to you. We have candid conversations with you, oh God, where we speak to you, and God, that we listen to what you have to say. A relationship and conversation, communication is a two-way street. It's not one way. And so here we are. We stand before your throne, God, oh God, looking for your guidance, looking for your wisdom, looking for your direction, looking for you to give us everything that we need to help us to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our day. God, you are the center of our lives. You are the center of our joy. You are the reason why we live and move and have a very being, God. You are everything that we need and more. You are the head, Lord, of our lives. And we don't look to anyone else to lead us and guide and direct us. So we submit to your authority. We submit to your will, God. And we declare right now, not our wills, but let thine will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say yes, God. A choir, God, that Bishop Mason made into a song. Yes. In humble submission to your will, Lord, we say yes in obedience to you, God. Not my will, but let thine will be done. God, I want your word to be manifested in my life. I say yes, Lord. Oh, God, come what may, God. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I still say yes to my Savior. I still say yes to my God. I still say yes to my strong tower. I still say yes to my source of my strength. God, I say yes to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So come, Lord, and have your way, God, even now.
Oh, God, and fulfill me and fill me with all of everything that you have for me. Lord, you have joy, God. Fill me up with your joy. Lord, you have love for me. Lord, fill me up with your love, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you have the fruit of your spirit. Fill me up until I overflow. Oh, God, I desire to run over this morning. I desire to run over this day. I desire to run over, God, this very hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I may be the vessel, that I may be the tool that you can use, God, in the name of Jesus, to encourage someone, to uphold someone, to lift someone up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are everything that we need and more. Empty our cups even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, of everything that's unlike you, so that you will fill us with all things that are you. You are the very source of our lives, and you have what we need. I don't want any cheap gas. I don't want any cheap substance. God, I don't want anything that's artificial, but I desire the real thing, and the real thing is you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being the Almighty. Thank you for being everything that we need and more, a rock, a strong tower, the wheel in the middle of a wheel. God, the source of my strength, my strong tower, my way maker, my help. Oh, God, my healer, my mind regulator, my joy, my peace. God, you are everything that we need and more, and we need you the more today. As we continue to avail ourselves to be used by you, and we give out of ourselves, we give out of our love, we give out of our compassion, Lord, fill us up in the name of Jesus with more of you each and every day, each and every hour, each and every moment, God, each and every second. God, it's just that important, Lord, to be connected to you, to get refilled by you, to get, anointed by you, to be refined by you, to be encouraged by you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just need you the more. So honor our commitment, Lord. Honor our time of prayer. Honor our steadfastness in prayer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're not becoming weary in well-doing because our due season is coming. Our breakthrough is coming. Victory is upon us, Lord. Breakthrough is upon us, Lord, and we stand upon your promises. We stand upon your word, Lord, that is not by power, not by might, but everything that we get, God, everywhere we go, God, every breakthrough that comes our way, every victory that comes our way is by your spirit. It's by his leading. It's by his guiding. It's by his opening up the door. So, Holy Ghost, come the more and have your way. We love you, Lord, today. We magnify you today. We glorify you today, for you're worthy to be praised. I thank you for those that have continued to be steadfast and continuing in our prayer. Oh, God, we know our prayers will avail much. We know our prayers will come to pass because we know our prayers are not just hitting the ceiling, but our prayers are reaching you. And not only do we have the confirmation and knowledge that our prayers are reaching you, but we shall have what we ask for because you hear us, God. And since you hear us, God, you will withhold nothing that's good from your people, God. You will give us all that we need and more, God, and give us the desires of our heart. You said all these things will I add unto you if we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord. And daily I shall, God, seek after your face, Lord. Daily I shall worship you, Lord. Daily I shall submit to your will and submit to your way, God. And so, God, come to more and have your way. You have everything that we need, everything that we want, and everything that we long for. You are the head. Continue to lead and guide and direct us, Lord. We submit to your way, Lord Jesus. You know the path that we take. You know the roads that we travel. You know every infirmity, every issue, every temptation that we have been, that we are subject under. But, Lord, you did it without a spot and without a blemish. And so you know what we go through, and you know what it takes to bring us through. So we submit to you. We yield to your will. We say thank you even now for being such an awesome God, a mighty God, everything that we need and more. So bless us, the Lord, as we continue on through this day. Thank you for this time of rest for Lady McCowan and I. Thank you for this time of refreshing, oh, God, and as we prepare to make our way back today, God, we pray that you give us safe traveling mercies and grace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then for those that are under the sound of my voice, God, I pray that you bless this Saturday to be a day of blessing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. On this day, you rested, Lord. And so I pray that you restore your people today after a full day or a full week of work, oh, God, our full week of labor. Lord, I pray that you restore them in the name of Jesus and touch them from the very crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet and replenish them and refresh them and revive them even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take away the pain, oh God. Heal the body even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Drive out confusion. Drive out despair. Drive out, oh God, fear and anything that may cause us to be separated from you. We cast it out right now. We speak light into each and every person under the sound of my voice. Bless them now for their sacrifice. Bless them now, God, and give them the fruit of their labor, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, come strong and come mighty, God, just like you are, Lord, and we submit ourselves to you and we say thank you in advance because we know that you are able God and that you can do anything but fail. So we love you. We exalt your name. We extend our lives to you, or we extend our submission to you and give ourselves over away to you. For you are a mighty God, and we love you, Lord, today, and we magnify your name. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Our scripture text this morning is coming from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 through 23, and it reads, "And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Whatever you need, the Lord has it. He has the capacity to fill us with everything that we need and more. If you need some more joy, he has it. Go to him. If you need more strength, he has it. Go to him. If you need renewal, refreshing, an encouraging word, life, whatever it is that you need, God's got it. So put your faith and your trust and your hope in him and go to the source and not to anything else. May God bless you this day. And your corresponding or additional scriptures come from Ephesians 3 and 21 and Ephesians 4 and 15. May God bless you today, and you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.